Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. Hey, I've got Nick at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at CRNTalk.com. Today, Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, contributor to Real Clear Politics, talking about hyperbole and hypocrisy. Selwyn Duke in the second hour, writer for The New American, all kinds of good stuff from him. So, great show. As usual, yes. Hey, you know, sometimes people say stupid things, and normally I always say, you know, it's coming from the left. Pope Francis, all right, he sent this striking message to the United Nations Climate Conference, you know, just recently in Glasgow, in which he compared the effects of climate change to those of World War II. Quote, "The wounds inflicted on our human family by the COVID-19 pandemic and the phenomenon of climate change are comparable to those resulting from a global conflict," the Pope said in a message to the COP26. You know, I got to tell you, the Pope is crazy. The Democrats talking about January 6th, the Capitol building visit, is worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor. Boy, I did, you know, add them to the list, would you? Well, in other news, the Department of Defense estimates that Communist China will increase their stockpile of nuclear weapons by at least 500% over the next 10 years, which is just one area of concern for America's top military minds, if they're paying attention. A new Pentagon estimate says China will likely have at least 1,000 deliverable nuclear warheads by the year 2030. The United States estimated that the country's atomic arsenal consisted of about 200 warheads just last year. Politico reporting, for Pentagon planners and the Biden administration, China's maritime expansion is likewise of concern. The breakneck military buildup has produced a 360-ship navy, pushing well past the 297 that the United States Navy operates. The Office of Naval Intelligence estimates by 2030, China will have about 425 ships in the water. The report comes after U.S. intelligence officials were caught off guard last month over two hypersonic missile launches from China. U.S. military officials are concerned about the speed at which China is expanding their abilities in nuclear, cyber, space, land, sea, air domains. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, addressed the threat that China poses to the United States during an interview last week, saying now that China poses the greatest military threat to the United States. Quote, "I think as we look to the future, and I think we're living in a historical epic, actually, where we're seeing the rise of a country that is unlike something we've seen probably ever before," Milley said. "And it's one of the great historical pivot points, I think, that we've ever witnessed, which is the rise of China. And from the reforms of 1979 and Deng Xiaoping until today, which I guess is, what, 41, 42 years or so, four decades, they've had an incredible economic run, and with that, they developed a military that's really significant. As we go forward over the next 20, 10, 20, 25 years, there's no question in my mind that the biggest challenge to the United States is going to be China. That I have no doubt at all. Russia is important. Not unimportant at all. Russia has very significant military capabilities. North Korea, Iran is still there. Terrorists are going to be around for quite a while, but I think China is clearly the most significant threat that we face. Now, isn't it interesting that, you know, a couple of months ago, the most existential threat we were facing in the military, this coming from the top leaders at the Pentagon, the biggest threat, global warming, not being woke enough, W-O-K-E, in our military. making sure that we have enough this and enough that, representing this and that. Wow. How far the United States has kind of slipped down. Well, truckers weigh canceling government contracts. Rather than firing unvaccinated workers. If the supply chain crisis crippling America isn't bad enough, things in some sector of the economy may get even worse. One huge reason behind the Joe Biden-created logjam of essential goods across the nation is the shortage of truck drivers. Well, even in situations where truckers are readily available and willing to drive, there could be another roadblock. They may not be willing to take on the contracts. It's estimated that the trucking industry is some 80,000 truck drivers short right now of what is needed. And now Joe Biden's authoritarian insistence that every American gets the jab has the American Trucking Association, ATA, mulling over a huge decision. The ATA may cancel all government contracts. And there are some important aspects to this pending decision. One, there are extremely profitable contracts. Second, this comes 1 year after the truckers across the nation mulled a potential nationwide strike against Joe Biden's pending presidency. In retrospect, America truckers have had problems with Joe Biden from the very beginning. Now they have another serious issue. They may resist his draconian federal vaccine mandates. The mandates would include truckers essential to fulfilling government delivery contracts, and the ATA is pushing back. Business across the nation have suffered tremendously now from the liberal policies used as a power grab excuse for COVID. This new universal mandate for the federal workforce could sweep up truckers as well. The mandate will affect other shipping companies that employ truck drivers, such as FedEx, UPS, Amazon. Executives for these companies have likewise requested the Biden administration postpone the implementation of this federal mandate. Get your shot, or you're fired, or you're out of here. Do what I say. Sure wasn't what he was saying when he was campaigning, right? I will never mandate that you wear masks. Or that you get shots. No. Yeah. Well, why this resistance by the ATA to accept government contracts would free up drivers for private enterprise, it could produce dangerous consequences. One of the largest requests for government shipping contracts comes from the United States military. ATA Executive Vice President for Advocacy Bill Sullivan warns it has the potential to seriously impact military readiness. Joe Biden's senseless insistence on sweeping vaccine mandates is producing avoidable consequences for the nation. Store shelves are increasingly emptier, healthcare facilities understaffed, plus frontline responders resisting mandates. However, if our critical truck drivers refuse government contracts because of Joe Biden's policies, our nation could be even more at risk. Welcome to the presidency of Joe Biden, bumbling bonehead, stumbling from one blunder to the next. And that's their words and words that I'll quote. All right. Well, liberal Lori Lightfoot, fuming over the judge's vaccine mandate ruling. Liberal left now pushing the authoritarian vaccine mandates for months, and this is the total opposite of, like I said, what Joe Biden said during the 2020 presidential election in just one of his many lies. Biden said he could never see a circumstance for mandating the COVID vaccine. What'd he do, get a pair of glasses? Most radical Democrats echoed the same lie. However, as soon as they were given the opportunity, Democrats from the president to governors down to mayors have leveled this unconstitutional vaccine decree. Some have even erased the constitutional right to exercise a religious exemption. Many do not even offer regular COVID testing as an alternative. Acquired immunity must not exist in the liberal world. The instructions are clear. Take the jab, whether you like it, need it, or want it, or lose your job. There's no room for the democratic discussion with these hardline radicals. Businesses, essential services such as healthcare professionals, law enforcement, bearing the brunt of this dictatorial mandates, and the truck drivers. You see the pictures of all those ships anchored in the Long Beach Harbor in Los Angeles? These vaccine orders are wrong because they violate the constitutional right to choose what you put in your body or what the medicines you take. One Cook County judge agrees with this logic. His ruling has Chicago Mayor Liberal Lori Lightfoot fuming. Judge Raymond Mitchell ruled that you cannot undo a vaccine. He insists that meaningful arbitration must continue. Judge Mitchell has granted Chicago police officers a stay on Lightfoot's December 31st vaccination deadline. And this has come as a welcome relief for Chicago residents in a city besieged by a wave of violence. Any reduction in law enforcement will prove devastating. The judge went on to write that he does not believe two compelling public interests have the power to cancel either one out. Mitchell ruled that Chicago still has a right to request vaccination status or instruct officers to undergo COVID testing. He did not, however, believe that an order mandating all officers get vaccinated was legal, and he instructed both parties to resume negotiations. The Cook County judge doubled down on his insistence that there could be no remedy for the vaccination after the vaccine was introduced via mandate. Mitchell said an award of back pay or reinstatement cannot undo a vaccine. Nothing can. However, the stubborn liberal Chicago mayor refused to acknowledge Mitchell's authority. Lightfoot insists that the end-of-the-year vaccine mandate still holds for all Chicago police officers. Lightfoot's unruly stubbornness, typical of the liberal Democrats. When they don't get their way, even when the judicial orders forbid them from exercising their insane policies, they throw a fit. You remember how I used to always mention, listener, about how they remind me of little children in the high chair banging their spoons? Yes. She's also resorted to this liberal doom and gloom fear-mongering tactic. She accused those who oppose her vaccine mandate as telling half-truths like the rest of her liberal cronies. Lightfoot accuses the unvaccinated of killing people. How many more have to die, she bemoaned, despite a deadly decline in COVID cases and deaths nationally. And Lightfoot went on to spew misinformation about vaccine mandate protests across the nation. She insists that no one wants to work beside someone who is not vaccinated. However, why are thousands of critical frontline workers, especially law enforcement, firefighters, health professionals, resisting these mandates? Aren't they listening to you? Yes. And hey, why are you worried about it? Doesn't the vaccine work? Are you worried that the unvaccinated are going to give you something? If you can get something from the unvaccinated, why get vaccinated in the first place? I should write that down, etch it in stone. Hey, Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, he's coming up next.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, and always a pleasure to welcome Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. And as I mentioned before, after 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he then began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, Dolphins, Rams, Cowboys, and served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. Judd, by the way, has written 2 screenplays, frequent contributor to topics of sports and politics, to Real Clear Politics, and he's written his first novel. It is entitled No Wind. He's married and the father of 6 children, almost a football team. Yes. Hey, welcome back, Judd. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, by the way, if we have time, I'll, towards the end of the broadcast here, we'll talk about the R word, all right, if we have time, and I think we will. Your latest, Hyperbole and Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, I dare you. That's in the United States. Where's that at? Just give me one example, would you?
It's all over the place. All you have to do is look at the Democratic Party, and you'll find hypocrisy.
Who is this guy? Let me see here. You're talking about after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race in Virginia, the far left were apologetic. Oh, yes. Give them some of the celebrities and what they were saying. Isn't it amazing how they start banging their spoons on the high chairs, as I describe it, anytime they lose a little bit? Cher tweeted something, right?
Yeah, Cher said GOP are Nazis and it's a whites-only club. MSNBC's Joy Reid said Republicans are dangerous to national security, intolerant of soft white nationalism. Jemele Hill, formerly of ESPN and now writer for Atlantic, said, this country simply loves white supremacy. Howard Dean said, racism still works in Virginia. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, it was ridiculous. Just all the vitriol and the hyperbole that was coming out of these people's mouths against the GOP and against Republicans because of the victory of Glenn Youngkin in Virginia.
Well, here's a radio host. I don't think you mentioned this person. And personally, I've been in radio a long time, all right? And also I did some TV. But if you have a last name like this, I think I would change it. You know what? Is that the Beatles? Obladee, Obladee, Dean, Obladee, Da, Da, La? What in the world? Are you familiar with this guy?
No, I saw his quote, and you know, Republican voters are excited about the issue of white supremacy. I mean, these people couldn't try to pin racism, Nazism, and white supremacy on Republicans faster after the win by Glenn Youngkin.
You know, you're a sports expert, Judd. Okay. And you can look at almost every one of these quotes that people do like this. And, you know, and I use the expression, you know, like the baby in a high chair, you know, not getting his way. But isn't it kind of obvious that they are very, very sore losers? They just can't take it. I mean, it's I got to be very careful with my words here, but do they think they have no odor about them whatsoever, these people on the left? You know, like they just don't smell. They're just perfect. Is that why they come out with all these hateful quotes anytime they don't win?
Exactly. I mean, they can't understand how their messages, which are so divisive and so racist, and you see it with critical race theory, which became a big point within the campaign, you know, whether Virginia should teach critical race theory or not. They can't understand how their divisive rhetoric and racism has caused them to lose the election. So all they do is double down and start calling everybody else racist, the Nazis, and it's completely out of touch. They have no self-awareness, and as opposed to stepping back and saying maybe our messages, you know, to Virginia were wrong, and we should become a little bit more mainstream in what we're advocating for. They double down on the things that got them, run out of office.
Well, you know, like the book Rules for Radicals that the Democrats and the ones on the left love, blame others for what you do. There's one of their rules. Blame others for what you do. Absolutely. Hey, we're going to continue and more about this. And also we'll talk about, let's see, there's a lady named, pardon me, Winsome Sears. Is that her first name? Winsome?
Yeah.
isn't that ironic? Winsome.
Yeah.
She just did. All right. We'll be right back with Judd Garrett. Objectivity is the objective.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the key word update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, talking about hyperbole and hypocrisy, his latest posting. And you can read all of these excellent, excellent postings. I call them postings. They're articles. Okay, yes. Objectivity is the objective.com. Objectivity is the objective.com. I mentioned Winsome Sears, all right? And it's interesting about, you know, how white supremacy. Did they turn around and see this elected lady and all of a sudden realize, well, we got to get rid of that saying, or is it just we'll use it occasionally?
Yeah, I mean, they're so blinded by their ideology. They're so blinded almost by their hypocrisy that in the same election that elected Glenn Youngkin, they called all of the people who voted for him white supremacists. But that same election, Winston Sears, the first black woman lieutenant governor in Virginia, was elected. And the first Latino, the first lieutenant governor and the first Latino attorney general of Virginia was elected as well. So the same white supremacists and racists and Nazis that voted for Youngkin also voted for a black woman for lieutenant governor and a white and a Latino male for attorney general. It doesn't make any sense. It's just completely hypocritical, but they just keep doubling down on the race card because they think probably the low information voter is going to be swayed by that.
You know, and they're doubling down on the race card, Judd. I think what they need are, I'm trying to think what the proper name is, but they would be cards that identify people, you know, black, yellow, brown, white, maybe, you know, like sort of when you're in high school, grade school, you remember those flashcards you used to have?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we got to get Democrats to start using that. But it's almost like it doesn't faze them, you know. They could be listening to this right now, and they could be guilty of what we're talking about, but for some reason, it doesn't faze them. I don't know what it is. Is there? Do they believe there's a certain population in America that believes everything they say? You know, we got to put a giant fence around the Capitol building because it was attacked January 6th, and it was worse than Pearl Harbor. It was worse than 9/11. You know, it is constant BS is what it is coming out of their mouths. And it seems to me that it's like a no-win situation. But so far they have won. They've got Biden in the administration, so maybe it's working for them. I don't know. It's
I don't know if they actually won that election.
Yeah,
to be honest
what
with
you mean, yeah. I'm being I mean,
he's
nice.
In office.
Yeah. But I'm being nice and naive and saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. You know, that's why Trump got taken off Twitter, because he was talking about voter fraud and their reason. No, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Yes. Stupid is as stupid does. Go ahead.
Well, you can determine how honest they're being by, you know, as the title of the article, how, you know, hyperbolic they are. I mean, you know, every Republican's a Nazi, every Republican's a white supremacist. I mean, that's absolutely, absolutely false. And then, you know, when you talk about, you know, the riot at the Capitol, I mean, I've been very honest in all my articles about what happened on January 6th. I mean, it was a riot, you know, and I've condemned it from the first second. But it was not an armed insurrection.
Right.
You know, it wasn't the worst attack on our country since 9/11 or Pearl Harbor or the Civil War. You know, as the Democrats want to use, they use all this over the top hyperbolic language, trying to gain, you know, some, you know, trying to win politically and in the media, and they're completely mischaracterizing what happened. There was not one person there that was armed. No one had a gun. No one had a knife.
Right.
They were not armed. You know, they did things they shouldn't have done, and I've condemned every one of them. But I mean, call it what it is, and not try to turn it into something that it definitely was not.
You know, I think it's more like trespassing. You know, when they finally released the video that they didn't want to release, you know, you watch the people just mulling around, walking around, and then, you know, I guess the worst thing about trespassing is, to put it a stage above that, is whenever they break some windows or something like that. But my goodness, you know, to go overboard like that. And, you know, even here the Pope, you know, whenever he went to the global warming meeting and did his speech, he's talking about, oh, yes, this is worse than World War II. What are you talking about? Have they lost some definitions they need or examples? Should we send them a book called Here's Some Examples that really might apply to what you're trying to say? Or leave them alone and let them just still make these stupid remarks. Maybe it's working in our behalf.
Well, what happens with me is when people use all this hyperbolic language, it makes me not believe it. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm very skeptical of climate change is because I've been told since the late 80s that, you know, the world's gonna end in 10 years because of climate change, and 10 years comes past and the world's still going just as normal. So you hear all this over the top language and none of it ever happens like they claim it's going to happen. So I'm very skeptical of climate change only because of the rhetoric that's been used. If they would have used more, you know, middle of the road factual language, I'd probably be more on board with that
right.
issue. But, you know, I mean, what was it, 4 years ago, AOC said, you know, we had 12 years before the world was going to end. right? Now it's 8 years from the time she put up there. And to me, I don't see the world any closer to ending now than it was 4 years ago. So, you know, that's just all lies and over-exaggerations, and it causes people not to believe what they're saying.
Yeah. And, you know, we might get some warming, you know, let's say if China goes ahead and comes out with some brand new weapons, you know, that may be the end of the world, but it has nothing to do with global warming. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's,
yeah, and, you know, for them to take things so much out of context, what is the one here I'm trying to find here? It's one of my favorite people, if I can find it. The little guy there that, where the heck did I lose my place? I hate it when I do that, you know. You put a bobby pin here, you know what a bobby pin is, yes, okay.
Yeah.
but I'm, yes, I'm trying to think of another quote you had. The little guy that I do not, Chuck Schumer, was that it? Yes. Chucky
yeah.
Schumer. Yes, I know why now, because his name's Chuck. Yeah, Chucks don't do this. Anyway, Chucky Schumer saying January 6th would be a day that would live in infamy. You know, they go overboard with this stuff, because just January 6th, where one person was killed by one of your guys, is not even comparable to what happened at Pearl Harbor. You know, it's an insult on the people that died on that day.
Yeah, no question. It's another example of them trying to conflate the two, that January 6th is now suddenly as bad as when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and I believe it was 12 or 1,300 American servicemen were killed that day. So one person was killed by a police officer, 1,300 servicemen killed by Japanese, and they're trying to equate the two. It's not even close. And you know, and again, this is what they do all the time. This is the world they live in, and I believe they probably think it works. Like I said before, with the low information voters who don't know the difference between Pearl Harbor and January 6th. So they're trying to win those people over. But the informed people, the people who actually do study and research, they know that these people are just, they're talking crazy.
Yeah. You know, on Veterans Day, right around the corner, so they'll probably come up with some more stupid things, you know, anything to try to badmouth the conservatives, you know, they'll try to make new things about, you know, Veterans Day or something like that. It's like they do not respect the military. I think that might be part of the bottom line. And they don't respect firefighters and police officers whenever they start comparing January 6th, one person shot by their guy, to 9/11. I mean, but it does, it would seem to me, Judd, that it would tell their people, all right, the people on the left, that you know they're really desperate whenever they start coming out with these stupid comparisons like they do. It's got to soak in a little bit.
Yeah, man, that point circles back to the quote I had at the top of the thing with Margaret Thatcher saying, I always cheer up immensely if an attack is particularly wounding, because I think if they attack one personally, it means they have not a single political argument left. And that's what's happening to the left right now. They're going so overboard with their attacks on Republicans because they've lost all the debates. They've lost the economic debates. They've lost all the political debates. Now they have to just paint Republicans as being these evil, mean-spirited, racist Nazis, because they don't have any other arguments.
And you think it's white supremacist is a good word for them, because that's the opposite of black?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they love to evoke that, and I don't know who's pushing it. I kind of suspect that, you know, as we talked in previous shows, that there's someone behind the scenes who used to be a former president who's pushing all this type of rhetoric, because that's that's Obama's go-to. I mean, he's always going to fall back on the race issue because that's what gains him the most political points, and I think he's pushing that through the Democratic Party, and it's really hurting the country. It's dividing the country. It's destroying us.
You know, also in this article, let's go on the reverse and go to Colin Kaepernick. You know, he had a Netflix special. Netflix. You know who the big contributors are in Netflix, keeping them going as far as money-wise? That would be Obama and Michelle, and then what's her name, Valerie Jarrett? Is she the one that that got him everywhere he was? Anyway, they're all, you know, bigwigs now with Netflix. So you'll see a lot of this stuff on Netflix. And it was called the NFL Combine Modern Day Slave Trade. Boy, here is a guy that was taken in by a white family, given everything possible to achieve, and he did. And then it's like, poo, you know, I didn't want that. You didn't want that. It was terrible. You know, boy, look at the bad life I've had. My goodness. But this is interesting stuff here that Judd Garrett puts out on Colin Kaepernick. You know, the kneeler, yes. Is he really that religious, you think?
I don't think he is. I think, to your earlier point, I mean, I think he and Kaepernick and Obama are suffering from the same issues. I mean, they both are half white, half black, and both of their black parents abandoned them, and they were raised. Both of them were raised by white people who gave them really, really good lives, and both of them are lashing out at white people and defending the race that abandoned them. I think there's a psychological issue that both of them have dealing with their race, and they view everything through the lens of race. I mean, he called the NFL Combine modern day slave trade. I've been to 29 NFL combines. It's the furthest thing from slave trade at all. I mean, these people are there voluntarily. They're poised to make millions of dollars. They're playing a game. There's nothing slave about that whole thing. If they don't
like
want
you
to
say,
be
they
there,
voluntarily show up for the combine.
Yeah, and if they don't want to be there, they can leave. If they don't want the invitation, they don't have to show up. I mean, and it's a game they're playing. You know, millions of kids across the country play football for free because they enjoy playing it. Now they're going to get paid to do it. There's nothing that you can equate slavery and the NFL. You can criticize the NFL for a lot of things, but it's not slavery.
Yeah, it's, you know, and the thing is that there are so many, well, probably, I'm going to take a guess that 80% of black football players probably would have ended up in some kind of gang or something just because of the way the neighborhoods are run. 80% might be way, way, way too high, but
a lot of them grow up in very difficult situations, and if they didn't have football to pull them out of those difficult situations, they would probably end up living a really, really rough life. So they should be very thankful for football and the NFL for giving them opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't get.
Yeah, but then sometimes, you know, you get out of that situation, and, boy, you start making millions of dollars, and you like to drink, and you find a car that will go 156 miles per hour. And I'm talking about a terrible situation in Las Vegas. Sometimes you just the money and the fame and everything, I think, kind of goes to their head. And I don't know. We got to take a break, Judd, and then we're going to be right back. Judd Garrett, remember the website, please. It is objectivityistheobjective.com, and you'll read some of the best articles that come out, I guarantee you. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Be right back.
talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESIS is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
These are the sounds of Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Columbo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Manja.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett, author of No Wins, a frequent contributor to Real Clear Politics. And, of course, I kind of stumbled around there going into that break, Judd, which is nothing new for me. And I was referring to the Las Vegas automobile crash in which the Raiders, I think he was a wide end receiver, something like that. Can't remember exact
Henry Ruggs, the wide receiver, was in a. He was going 156 miles an hour, and he was twice the legal limit. And you know, sadly, he killed somebody in the accident. So I mean,
killed a girl. Yeah, rear-ended the lady and killed her. And I think he had his girlfriend. And I don't know. I hear they were getting ready to get married or something. Already had a child or whatever. And he's got a $1 million house. He's got a fantastic salary. And he goes over, you know, and he drinks too much with his buddies. I guess that's part of the downfall, you know, of getting a fantastic job like that and still being too young to take the responsibility, I guess. I don't know. But
when you're that young, when you have that much money, and then you have the fame that goes with it, there's a level that feels like they're invincible, that you know nothing can happen to them, and they do things like that, which are just completely stupid, and you know it costs someone their life, and it's gonna you know he's probably gonna end up in jail for a number of years.
And he could possibly get 46 years could be the total. There's 40, and then there's 6 for the gun charge, I guess. that was there. He was carrying a pistol. I mean, I think he had a right to have it or something, but it's still, you know, wow. It's, you know, and I mean, and the guy had everything going for him, but sometimes you just slip up, you know. Slip up.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that there aren't people around to straighten them up. I mean, why isn't the girlfriend telling them to, you know, and you know, the people at the bar? I mean, you know, you have to look out for each other as well, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's too bad, too bad. You know, I want to remind the listener again that this title is Hyperbole and Hypocrisy. And pardon me, man, I got it really bad today. Objectivity is the objective.com is where you can read all of your articles. And if they want to get a copy of the book, where do they go?
Yeah, go to Amazon. It's on Amazon. Just type in Judd Garrett, No Wind, and they'll pop right up, and you can get it in a regular book form, or they also have it in Kindle. So it's a good read, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and are you still doing your thing up there in Chicago? That's where I first ran into you. You were doing a broadcast in Chicago occasionally. I think it was Chicago or New York.
Yeah, it was in Chicago. They have me on every once in a while, yeah. Not as much as here, but...
Yeah, I know. It's like every Friday I say, hey, Judd, can you do it? Can you do it? And I love
coming on. Great.
Yeah, but I, you know, and Fridays are really important for some people, you know, families and things like that. But, you know, it's not summertime, so I don't really feel, you know, guilty that, because if you have six children, you know, you do have to spend some time with them. But, of course, you can say, well, I got to talk to Chucky Poo, so we'll play baseball or football later. Yeah, that's the way I always see things. But anyway, I appreciate it, Judd, and look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it.
All right, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, and read all his excellent articles. Objectivity is theobjective.com, and the book is called No Wind, W-I-N-D. All right, Selwyn Duke coming up next. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of your favorite talk shows?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, and Nick at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Hey, when next we meet Robin Vitston, Executive Director of We the People Rising, with her latest update, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer returns, minister with Pass the Salt Ministries, his latest dereliction of duty. Wait until you hear this one. Right now, I want to go to the one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And Selwyn also contributes to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning, appears on television, frequent guest on radio, and his website, SelwynDuke.com, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com. Mr. Duke, how are you?
Chuck, I'm doing pretty well, and I'm not like in that movie Unforgiven, the Duke of Death. I don't know if you remember that at all, but I'm the Duke of Life and Light and Truth, meaning
I remember the song.
I try to spread the word, the good word.
There's the Duke of the Earl, and there's Duke of CRN. Yes.
That's right. That's what I am right now when I'm with you.
Yeah, but some reason I don't think a song entitled Duke of CRN would make it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, who knows?
I don't think that flows too well, no?
Boy. Man, I'm really having a throat problem today for some reason. It's just getting all choked up, and I guess it's because I get choked up on these fabulous guests that I get on this program. Yes. Girl Scouts competitor on trans agenda. God created men and women differently. We should have had a headline, God created men and women differently. Yes. Boy, and who's that guy over there filing the report wrong with the long tail and the horns? The devil, yes, I would imagine. So this is your latest, right?
Well, it's actually one of them, let's see, which is my latest here. You're right, I think. Yes, you're right. You know my work better than I do, Chuck.
Well, I have to confess, I thought it was going to be hit the courts and fight hard without voter fraud, you know, and then lo and behold, there you came out with another one there and snuck it around. I didn't have a chance to read it, but I did print it up here, but I haven't read it. What do you think of that? But I'm smart enough to know that it's...
Oh, look at that. Well, you see, I'm Chuck, smart. You're so discerning and so smart. You know exactly what I'm going to say. You don't have to read my work anymore. I mean, for how long have you and I been together on this show? For how long have I been
here?
You know me inside and out, right?
Let's see. I think 30, 40, 50. Wait just a second. I'll tell you. It's 7 minutes today.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes. Well... But anyway, when you start out with male and female, all right, then I know you're on the right track.
Yeah, look at that. Well, isn't it something, Chuck, that something like this is news today, where you come out and say, well, male and female are real, they are objective reality, they're not just social constructs, and people say, wow, that was a bold statement, how iconoclastic. Well, this person really, really is a radical here. But, you know, I point out in my article, as I hope everyone knows, that Genesis tells us male and female, he created them. And I said, that's news that's so old. In fact, it's timeless that we don't even call it news. In fact, we don't even call it history. It's something else. It's truth, eternal truth. But with the sexual devolutionaries, that's what I call them, the LGBTQ crew, saying that it's a myth and saying that sex is gender and gender is fluid, well, Chuck, we have to point out that this great news, this good news is fact. And one organization actually has done that just recently. And it's significant because this organization is a competitor of the Girl Scouts. And here's what this organization said, quote, as Christians, we must engage in this debate and end it once and for all, at least in our own minds. That's Patty Garibay, founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. She wrote that, Chuck, in a press release that was distributed to the media. Anyway, the American Heritage Girls, just so everyone knows, is, as I said, a competitor of the Girl Scouts, because the Girl Scouts have been moving so far left in recent decades that a lot of parents have said, no, we're done. We're just not going to expose our girls to this kind of indoctrination. And we've seen the same thing, of course, with the Boy Scouts, as you know. They've moved left. They moved left later, and they haven't moved as far yet, but they also now have at least one competitor, I'm sure more than one. That's Trail Life USA. But anyhow, this Garibay, this founder of American Heritage Girls, she also said, quote, despite what society is saying, scripture is clear. There is a difference between male and female, and it is worth celebrating. Now, we also should point out, Chuck, that because not everyone is a person of faith, I realize that biology, of course, says the same thing, that male and female refer to a basic division in nature. And they're very, very profound non-reproductive differences. The sex's differences are known as sexual dimorphism. Okay, and it's not surprising that we would see this congruence between good faith and good science, because as Pope John Paul II said, there's no disconnect between those two things. They go hand in hand, good faith and good science. But anyway, I want to get into some deeper issues here, a touch of philosophy, but first a little more on the details of this story. This Garibay, she also said, scripture defines the true nature of a woman, relational, nurturing, vulnerable, with a love for beauty and a desire to respond. God-given femininity is a gift that, when freely accepted, will bless a woman throughout her life. We believe that biblical femininity is the core essence of every woman, purposefully designed by God. He has created men and women differently on purpose. And she also said, today, at a time when some attempt to put masculinity and femininity on a spectrum, American Heritage Girls proudly stands up for God-anointed, God-driven femininity. Okay, now, the Girl Scouts, though, don't believe this at all. Okay, what do they believe? Well, In 2015, they said they were going to accept boys who claim to be girls as members, what some people call transgender boys. Now, Chuck, you know what I call people like that. I call them MUS individuals. MUS stands for made-up sexual status. That's the right way to refer to it because we should control the language of the debate. It's very, very important if you want to win the debate. Well, anyway, so what did the Girl Scouts say in 2015? They said about this, their acceptance of boys masquerading as girls, quote, "Our position is not new." That was said by Andrea Bastiani Archibald. She was billed as the Girl Scouts USA's chief girl expert. And Chuck, I'm not sure what a girl expert is, but I'm going to leave that alone. CNN reported that at the time. She said, this Archibald character, quote, "It conforms with our continuous commitment to inclusivity." Now, you might have heard that word before, inclusivity, and I do want to touch on that because it's a buzzword that's big. It's also pure and utter nonsense, Chuck, because it's used very, very cynically by the people who would deceive us, and it's only believed by credulous people who may be well-meaning, but they don't understand it's a con. Now, here's the point. Can you think, Chuck, of any mainstream organization that wants to be inclusive of Nazis or of advocates of slavery or genocide? Can you think of any mainstream organization like that? Moreover, think about it. The Girl Scouts and other leftist groups today, Chuck, they're intolerant even of those expressing truth, people such as pro-lifers or MAGA patriots, right? So the point is this. It's important to realize that everyone draws lines. It's just a matter of where they draw them. And it's important to understand this, Chuck, because it robs the left of this high ground that they like to try to take. It's an illusory high ground. Realize the left is not any more inclusive or tolerant than anyone else. In fact, they're less tolerant. Let's understand that. But they're just intolerant of different things. Everyone draws lines. That's the way it is. So when someone is talking about inclusivity, he's either running a con on you or he's been conned himself and he just happens to believe pure and utter nonsense and he hasn't really thought his beliefs through. But anyway, let's get back to the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts website, Chuck, talking about how far left they've gone, actually states that if a child, quote, is recognized by the family and school/community as a girl and lives culturally as a girl, then Girl Scouts is an organization that can serve her, they use the feminine pronoun, but we're talking about a boy here, in a setting that is both emotionally and physically safe. And not only that, Chuck, this year the Girl Scouts actually celebrated MUS Scouts, made-up sexual status Scouts. Oh. In fact, there was this piece at an Ohio Girl Scout website, Chuck, that was titled, "Girl Scout Cadet Uses Her Voice to Advocate for Equal Transgender Rights." And, of course, again, they're talking about a boy. The boy happens to be 13-year-old Sean Miller, who is described by Breitbart as a transgender scout, who is awarded, now talk about boys or men taking away awards that you might think should rightly go to females. This boy was awarded the Girl Scout Bronze Award. Okay, wow. So we have another example of some people might say boys being better girls than girls. The feminists don't want to hear that. But anyway, now let's go a little deeper with this. You know, I mentioned before Garibay, who's the founder of American Heritage Girls, and she stressed God-given femininity, Chuck. And this was for a very, very good reason. Now, why is that? Now, I'm not saying that everyone believes in this. I understand that secularism abounds nowadays, but the bottom line is the logic that I'm about to lay out is irrefutable. Now, recently, Chuck, I wrote about how the founders emphasized, and most conservatives agree, that our rights come from God. Now, why do we stress that? Well, because the whole idea is that if God has given us our rights, then no worldly entity can rightly take them away. Can't be done. They can do it unjustly, but they can't do it rightly because they didn't give us our rights. Our rights are divinely ordained. I pointed out recently that actually it's the same thing with marriage. You know, I wrote an article about how marriage has been degraded. And my point was, you know, whether you believe this or not, the logic is irrefutable. If you believe that marriage is a sacrament, as Christianity traditionally held, that as many churches still teach, that it's ordained by God, then you have to believe the whole principle, what God hath joined, let no man put asunder. Okay, again, when something has that divine imprimatur, it really can't be argued with. But as soon as you say that marriage is just a worldly institution, well, if it was created by man, it can be manipulated by man. And my point is, so it is with the sexes. You know, we have leftists who actually believe that we're just a cosmic accident. But if you believe that God ordained us this way, that God made the male and female, then it follows that man cannot rightly mess with that. He can't change that. But again, if you believe that we're just a cosmic accident, then all bets are off. And of course, this is a basic divide, Chuck, that we see between the left and conservatives. Conservatives tend to be more God-oriented. They believe that things such as rights, marriage, the sexes, all these things are ordained by God, or they're more likely to believe those things. The left tends to be atheistic, at least functionally speaking. It believes we're a cosmic accident, and accident often has a negative connotation, that word, doesn't it? Because it refers to something that might not be very good in terms of outcome, something that maybe has to be corrected or even perfected, right?
Wow.
Now, I know we're
yes.
heading up on a break here, so
yeah.
I'll shut up
and I'll
now.
Tell you, you know, the and it's interesting because you use the words about, you know, the tendency to play God. Wow. Exactly what's happening, too. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and his website, selwynduke.com. You can sign up and get all of these great releases. My goodness. More on this one. And this is Girl Scouts competitor on Trans Agenda. God created men and women differently, quote unquote. We're going to be right back. It's selwynduke.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's, at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. It's a fantastic place to celebrate the holidays. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with our 10-foot Christmas tree. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes, pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our incredible pizza, and our incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown in from Italy. Angelo's and Vinci's is the perfect spot for your holiday dinner or party. Get your shopping done for everyone by purchasing holiday gift certificates. Feel the spirit at Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website. website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk, too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American, thenewamerican.com, and also selwynduke.com, discussing his latest Girl Scouts competitor on Trans Agenda. God created men and women differently. Boy, you just really know how to push that envelope, don't you?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about, Chuck, before the break, this basic divide between the left and the right, between liberals and conservatives, where conservatives are more likely to believe in God and objective truth and objective reality and consequently believe that the sexes are set in stone. These are real biological phenomena. And of course, if you believe that God ordained this, then again, it's what God hath created, let no man put asunder, right? But the left tends to think we're just a cosmic accident, that a lot of these things, even maybe the sexes, are just social constructs. And of course, if something can be constructed by man, it can be what? Deconstructed by man. And we see this with the left, okay? In fact, we've seen it, as you mentioned before the break, throughout history, ever since the birth of the left during the French Revolution in 1789. We saw it later on with the Soviets and their Lysenkoism. We saw it with the Maoists and the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia between 1975 and 1979. I mentioned the Soviets' Lysenkoism. What was that? Well, that was the idea that acquired traits can be inherited. In other words, if you pluck the leaves off a plant, then its descendants will be leafless. Now, the Soviets enforced this ridiculous pseudoscience until 1964. Okay, why? Because the left has always understood, Chuck, that objective reality contradicts its agenda. Okay, so unless man's nature is malleable, unless nature itself is malleable, leftism cannot work. Okay, it's always understood that. The left really can be rightly understood as a rebellion against nature. If you believe in God, a rebellion against God's nature or nature's God. It's really something that we've seen, like I said, all throughout the history of leftism. But, you know, there's something else here, and I get into this in my article, Chuck, and this is why an editor once said to me many years ago, your articles are too discursive. And that's a $70 word. That's a fancy way of saying, well, you jump around too much. But anyway, I talk about how this divide.
Okay.
What's that?
What was the word again? Discursive, sir?
No, discursive. Discursive.
Discursive. Okay, I got to get that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Editors like using big words like that because then you seem very intelligent. See, that's how it is. But anyway, I'm guilty of using big words myself, so I shouldn't cast stones. But I talk about in my article how this divide we see now between the Girl Scouts and the American Heritage Girls really pertains to or reflects something much, much wider and much more significant. It reflects how our civilization itself is being put asunder. And what I point out is that if you go back 100 years, Chuck, the majority of Americans had values or a sense of virtue that was explicitly more or less the same. Now, by explicitly, I mean, okay, yes, there was some deviation from what we might have called mainstream values, but publicly, people really didn't dispute things like marriage or what was proper sexuality. They didn't dispute the fundamental issues, but that's no longer the case. I mean, we really now in this country disagree on first things, on fundamental issues. It's not just that you say potato and I say potato. I mean, we're disagreeing on whether human life is sacred, when human life begins, as I said, marriage, what is proper sexuality, and the nature of the sexes itself, right? This is that conservative-liberal divide, okay? And I provide in my article many examples of it. What have we seen in recent times? We've seen two justice systems, Chuck. with conservatives punished very harshly for what leftists can do with impunity, right? I mean, just look at the difference between the treatment between the January Sixers and all the leftist rioters we saw creating mayhem last year, billions of dollars in property damage. What else do we see? We see two social media standards with conservatives censored and liberals elevated, two corporate America standards with conservatives fired, right, for expressing their views. But leftists, what happens? Their advocacy is fostered. We see two COVID nations, as I put it in my piece. We have the vax, the vaccinated, they're applauded, and the people who are not vaccinated, well, they're put down. We see two school systems, Chuck, more or less, with conservatives moving towards
homes. And I want you to hold it right there. And the conclusion of this, because those are very important. You might even want to repeat the last two when we come back, you know, keep it in the roll there. Selwyn Duke, excellent article, as usual. Girl Scout competitor on trans agenda. God created men and women differently. Selwyn Duke, and at selwynduke.com. We'll be right back.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
This is Michael Medved, and my fiercely independent talk show will bring you the latest news and uncensored views from politics to pop culture. It's all there. And we want you to be part of the conversation. You can call us directly at 1-800-955-1776. That's every weekday afternoon from noon to 3 on CRN1.
Join Michael Medved weekdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on CRN.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, and his website, selwynduke.com, talking about this latest article. Let me get back over to the Girl Scout competitor on trans agenda, God created men and women differently, and talking about consider a conservative liberal divide. Sorry we had to kind of mess it up, because it's very important, very interesting. So go ahead, Selwyn, pick it up wherever you want.
No, I should have anticipated that break. My timing was a little off. But anyway, yeah, I was just saying that you can see that this nation we have is bifurcating. We're dividing into at least two different halves, and we're fracturing. But I mentioned that we've got two justice systems, two social media standards, two corporate America standards, and then two COVID nations, as I put it. We have the vaccinated, they're applauded, right? And the unvaccinated, they're ridiculed, they're put down, they're denied their rights often to some extent. We see two school systems developing, roughly speaking, Chuck. We see conservatives, for instance, moving toward homeschooling and private schooling because the government schools have become indoctrination centers. They have become absolutely toxic to children. And we see two media worlds too, right? We have conservatives, they're operating more and more in the alternative media, what I'll call the truth stream media, like your show, and then we see the liberals imbibing the mainstream media, right? So that's what they want. They want to hear sweet little lies, and they stay brainwashed. But now what do we see? Now we see, at one time, most everyone approved of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, right? But that's not even the case anymore. Now conservatives and liberals have their own different scouting organizations. So we have to ask, because some may wonder this, Chuck, how long can a country that's continually, that's ever and always dividing, hold together? And I close with the line, you know, whatever the case, you know you're living in strange times when the differences between conservatives and leftists are thought more profound than the differences between boys and girls. And let me say one more thing about this, Chuck. This MUS agenda, made-up sexual status agenda, should absolutely be rejected completely. It should be stamped out, wiped out mercilessly. We should brook no dissent on this. It's like Garibay, that founder of American Heritage Girls, said, the debate should be over, at least in our own minds. We should understand this MUS agenda is completely and totally unscientific. As I've explained in the past, I will debate anyone on that issue. There is no good science behind it. And you know something? It is the work of evil. And I want to mention something here. You might remember Mel Gibson's movie, it's a little bit older now, The Passion of the Christ, was actually the last film I willingly saw in a movie theater many years ago. Well, the portrayal of the devil in there was very, very interesting and very clever, Chuck. How did Gibson portray the devil? As an androgynous character. You couldn't tell if the devil was male or female at all. He was right in between. And that was so clever, because what does evil want to do? If you're a person of faith, you'll put it this way. You'll say the devil wants to overturn what God has ordained, turn it on its head. If you're not a person of faith, okay, maybe think about it this way. The forces of evil want to overturn objective reality. The sexes are an element of objective reality, biological reality. They're not opinions. So when you're telling little children they can become the opposite sex just by willing it, when you tell them, hey, it's okay to be androgynous or whatever you feel like being on the given day, that is pure, profound evil. That's what that is. Make no mistake about it. This is what evil always does and always wants to do, and we should reject it absolutely and totally.
You know what? And the obvious thing, Selwyn, is DNA. no matter, you know, how much tinkering they do with their bodies, you're never going to change the DNA. And I don't know if DNA just automatically screams at you whenever you, you know, take the DNA out of somebody's body. But it I don't know if it screams at you and says right off the bat, this is a male, age 29. This is a female, you know, age 40. But its DNA is not going to change. And to me, that should be almost, you know, the bottom line on the whole thing. Maybe DNA means do not adjust.
Ooh, that's good, Chuck. That's good. I might have to steal that. You know, Chuck,
you
absolutely. Look, think about forensic science. If they dig up a skeleton, they can absolutely ascertain if that person was male or female. Absolutely,
right.
And positively. And like I've said in the past on your show, you know, you just have to understand where the rubber hits the road. Do people really believe this? Well, just ask. If these left-wingers wanted to breed dogs, let's say Neapolitan Mastiffs, would they go to a breeder and say, give me a male and a female, the pick of the litter? Or would they say, you know what, give me any two that look good. I'll put them together and see what happens.
Yeah.
I think we know what they would do if their own money was at stake and it was a question of their own ox being gored. Reality would come to the fore.
Do you have any idea how long homosexuality has been on the planet? Just curious, you know, because I hear about, you know, the roaring 30s and 40s and things like that.
Yeah.
I wonder how far back it goes.
I think 10.37 minutes. But no, obviously all these things go back to time immemorial. I mean, you could say the same thing about every sin. And I know it's unfashionable to call these things sins nowadays, but you could say the same thing for every sin and every truth, except truth, I imagine, goes back further to before the fall.
All right. Let's talk about another article, shall we? Let's talk about the election that went on in New Jersey.
Ooh.
Yeah, you did a good one on that one. Voter fraud. Wow.
Yeah. You know, as I say in my piece, it's not going to come as a shock to too many people to hear that New Jersey is as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and its electoral system there is no exception. And I've reported on this in the past, Chuck. You and I have discussed it. Now, we know that we just had an election, a staggering one on Tuesday, where in Virginia, the Democrats lost. It was basically a Republican sweep. People didn't expect that. And in New Jersey, the Republicans made gains, too. In fact, surprisingly, the Republican challenger to the very stupid governor, the governor is Phil Murphy. The Republican challenger is Jack Ciattarelli. He actually was ahead for most of the day. Then at the very last minute, what happened? Oh, votes came in and put Murphy over the top. And that's exactly what I predicted. In my article, I said, as of this writing, Ciattarelli, the Republican, leads the incumbent Murphy 49.65% to 49.60%, with 97.51% of the precincts reporting. But then I said, well, you can bet your bottom dollar that enough votes are going to be found to put Murphy over the top. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Now, I know the mainstream news entities like ABC, NBC are saying, there's no vote fraud here, nothing to see, move along. But I know that this election was won for Murphy via vote fraud. How do I know it? Well, I know it because the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And what do we know about vote fraud? We know that it's rampant. Now, before I get into what I have in the article, Chuck, I want to give you a little more background. In the past, I've reported on Project Veritas sting operations. Project Veritas, as you know, is that very good organization that will send reporters with hidden cameras into various left-wing entities to find out what's really going on and document it and expose corruption. Well, there was this Democrat operative who was caught on hidden video. His name was Scott Foval, F-O-V-A-L. I believe this was in 2017. And he was talking about the mechanics of the vote fraud that the Democrats perpetrate. He was talking about busing people in. He actually said, we've been busing people in for 50 years to deal with UMFers. Of course, he used the actual word. And we're not going to stop now. He's on video saying that. You can find this online. He also said he was talking about how they would foment violence and unrest at Trump rallies. He said, quote, "We're starting anarchy here." Okay, there was another Democrat. His name was Alan Shulkin. He, at the time, was the New York City Democrat election commissioner, Chuck. Now, he was a better guy. He was an older fellow, a more old-line Democrat. He was caught on hidden video at some affair saying, quote, "I think there's a lot of vote fraud. They bus people around." And he was saying that he actually believed that there should be voter ID. So we know that there's a lot of vote fraud, that it's rampant. I remember when Chris Matthews, the former Hardball host, when he said, referring to Philadelphia vote fraud, everyone knows it goes on. That's basically what he said. You can just go on and on and on. We know it's rampant. Now, let's get down to what I have in my article. What was happening in particular, or has been happening, in New Jersey? Well, on May 12th of last year, Chuck, there was a special election in New Jersey, in Paterson. That's a city there. A judge ruled, this election, by the way, was between two Democrats. A judge ruled that the mail-in vote fraud there was so egregious that a new election had to be held. That's actually what happened. And, quote, this is the Political Insider reporting, quote, "An investigation caused 20% of ballots to be rejected, and charges of voter fraud were brought against challenger Alex Mendez, another councilman, and two other men." Okay, I'm not going to spend too much more time on that. You get the idea. Okay, the point is that this is rampant. Now, in August of last year, the New York Post did a piece, an expose. It published the reporting of a Democrat operative who was willing to talk under the condition of anonymity. And this Democrat operative, Chuck, revealed that he and his crew had been working mail-in vote fraud, perpetrating mail-in vote fraud in New Jersey for decades. And he said that this was something they'd been doing on a grand scale, quote unquote. He said, quote, this Democrat operative did, "There is no race in New Jersey, from city council to United States Senate, that we haven't worked on." He also said that these efforts, Chuck, go way beyond New Jersey, and they, quote, "could be enough to flip states." Okay? Now, this is someone, Chuck, who also said, this is very important to understand, getting back to the Paterson situation where that judge ruled that a new election be held, he said, the only reason why that mail-in vote fraud operation was exposed was because it was done amateurishly. He said what happened was you had these people perpetrating it who dropped off a massive number of ballots at one particular mailbox or whatever the box was, and he said that gave the game away. He said when they would do it, they would distribute the mail-in ballots, the phony ones, throughout a given city, so no one would be any the wiser. Now, do you think this isn't still going on? Do you think that the Democrats have had some, you know, road to Damascus moment where they've had an epiphany and they've seen the light and they're no longer going to be dishonest anymore? Of course not. They're going to be perpetrating this kind of fraud and other types of vote fraud more than ever. They don't want their people to lose to Republicans. I mean, the Paterson election was between two Democrats, and look at what happened there. And let me also point out that mail-in vote fraud has been illegal in France, I understand, Chuck, since 1975. And why? Because they found that it's the type of voting most conducive to vote fraud. And this is why I said in my piece, I don't know if Jack Ciattarelli, the Republican challenger in Jersey, is going to do this, but this matter should be sifted to the very bottom. I would never concede that race. I can tell you, I am 100% sure that Murphy won it via vote fraud. And unfortunately, though, we have too many Republicans who are too busy playing Mr. Nice Guy, Chuck. For some reason, they're really afraid to go to the mat. And you also see this ridiculous attitude that says, oh, well, you know, if we challenge elections in a very, very manly, bold, unrelenting way, that's divisive and that's bad for the nation. No, it's not. What's really bad for the nation is allowing corruption to go unanswered, is allowing it to stand, because that rots the soul of a nation, especially vote fraud. that does that to a tremendous degree because it undermines faith in the system. And if people have no faith in the system, that their votes matter, if they believe that their representatives aren't being elected but are being selected, well, then all bets are off. They're going to say, hey, why should I follow any rules that I find inconvenient? I mean, after all, the whole system is a charade anyway. So what I'm telling you, this should be, as I said, sifted to the very, very bottom. And not only that, I'll tell you something else. The penalties for vote fraud, Chuck, are not severe enough. If it were up to me, if you were caught perpetrating vote fraud,
right,
you would be doing life hard labor. Because we should
absolutely
send a message, hey, right, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
And then, you know, when the Democrats came out with that, especially Nancy Pelosi, you know, I'm trying to think, they had this clever word for the people, or for the People Act or something.
Yeah.
Where they were trying to, everything was going to be mail-in, you know. And who's going to be exempt from this and that? The Postal Service. And you said, why are they exempt on, well, because they're going to deliver all that, you know, mail-in. I'm telling you. It's been going on forever, and it's ridiculous. You know, I used to say, why can't we just sit on, pardon me, why can't we just sit on our couch, push a button and say, here's who I vote for, and then of course a little bit of intelligence kicked in and said, my God, they'd really know how to mess it up if it was electronically voting. I don't know. It's too many people put up with it, and maybe too many people don't vote anymore. Maybe we're losing part of that percentage, too. Going to take a break, and we'll be back and some more thoughts on voter fraud when we return with Selwyn Duke. SelwynDuke.com. Be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke, and it's selwynduke.com. So too much Mr. Nice Guy, as Selwyn says. And do you think there's any chance whatsoever that this is going to all change?
In New Jersey, no, I really don't think so, Chuck. I mean, I'm not a starry-eyed optimist. I'm a realist. But if I may, I want to say something else about this, because when you mentioned the post office, you reminded me of something, Chuck. You're going to find this very, very interesting. Now, let me preface this by telling you about my own experiences with the post office. Now, let me say that there are very good postal workers out there, good people. I understand that. But in general, being government workers, they are, I would say, somewhat more left-wing, at least, than the general population. Well, when I would be published in the New American Magazine, Chuck, I would get 15 copies of the issue in which my article appeared, because I'd want to give them away to people. They would be sent to me.
Okay,
well, initially, they were sent via the post office. This was years ago. So I'm waiting for a delivery. Never comes. Isn't that something? And I'm thinking, well, that's very strange, because people joke about the post office, but in general, I found it to be very reliable. I haven't really had pieces of mail that have gotten lost in the mail. So then later on, I'm published again. They send me another batch of magazines. Doesn't arrive. Then it happened a third time. It was very obvious to me at this point, Chuck, that someone in the post office saw where the magazines were coming from, the New American, and just disposed of them. Okay? Ideological discrimination. I filed at least two complaints. I believe it was two complaints with the post office. Never heard back. But why am I telling you about this? I'm telling you about this because there have also been reports that with the mail-in voting, there have been postal workers working with the Democrats, where supposedly in certain Republican counties, they would know that the mail-in ballots would be breaking GOP by a good margin. So certain postal workers would just dispose of them. Mm-hmm. Or this was another report that postal workers were backdating mail-in ballots that were mailed off late. Okay, so they weren't supposed to count, so they just backdated them. Okay, now what happens in New Jersey with the Murphy-Ciattarelli race? Well, we heard just recently, not in my article, but I disseminated this on social media later on, that Murphy won the mail-in vote by a wide margin, even in Republican counties. Isn't that curious? Yeah, this really stinks. I don't believe it for a second. Not for a second.
And, you know, and remember, even during the presidential election, they were talking about all the stuff they were finding down in the gullies and stuff, you know, and it was from sections that were pretty conservative locations, stuff like that. And then I'd heard also, you know, that if you have, you know, like home delivery, and now they usually have, you know, a post box, you know, that may have 14 or 15 different addresses, you know what I'm saying? But watch out if you're flying an American flag. Oh, yeah, look at there, 3972 Elm Street. All right, let's find out what this going on, you know. you know, it's you can really get suspicious. You could probably start writing novels. People said, oh, it never sell because stuff like that would never happen, but something's going on. Hey, Selwyn, apologize for my throat today. Boy, it's kind of messed up, and appreciate the visit, and look forward to the next one.
Same here, Chuck. God bless.
God bless you. And there it goes, see? It's like, what's going on here? Well, I'll tell you. It's back. All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Selwyn, and we'll do it again thank next you. Week. Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com. Thank you, Nick, and God bless the United States of America.